Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just come to you today. Praise you and thank you that we will be coming into quite a large amount of money that some of us may not have experienced before. And Lord, we just ask that we all become good stewards of your money. It's not ours, it's yours to work through us. And we praise you, Father, that you're going to give it to us for one reason, and that is to help people. And Lord, we just thank you for that. We praise you, Lord, that you have placed a frugal spirit on us to not just go out and buy anything, but just to buy only needed items, whatever it is that has to do with getting you out of debt to do that. And Father, we just thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, that the rest of the money is to be utilized in a careful, godly manner. Because it doesn't belong to us, it belongs to you. Lord, place it in our hearts to ask you if this is what you want us to spend it on. And if not, not to even worry about it. Just keep going. And Father, we praise you and we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, place a spirit of frugalness upon us, Lord. In Jesus' name. There's a lot of hungry people out there, Lord. And we just ask and we pray that you lead us to them in the days ahead. In Jesus' name. Now, I don't know how much money that people are going to get. I don't, has anybody heard yet from the Doge account? That's where it's coming from, the first, the second, and the third of this month. Trump said, the American people are going to be glad. They're going to be happy at the money that they're going to get. So I don't know. I don't know his. He's a billionaire. So how much is happy to him might not be happy to somebody else. I don't know. But anyway, whatever it is, we just appreciate. Yeah, Julie.
I think the last amount that I remember reading that we were going to receive from Doge was 5 grand person.
I'd heard that. I'd heard that. I don't know if
But
that's going to
but
be it.
then there's all this other stuff that they're adding to it. You
Well,
know,
5 grand would be good. That'll
their
help a lot of people.
tariffs, you know.
That'll be good. That would be real good. I'm sorry, Andrew, you and Benjamin are not going to be able to participate. You're not a state yet.
We'll share.
Wish, if you need it, we'll get you some. Amen.
I pray too?
All right. Anyone
Can I
else?
pray, Michael?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay? There's no delay, right? You have a good, strong internet connection and strong bandwidth in the name of Jesus.
Amen. I do. Can y'all hear
Yes,
me
Lord.
okay?
Oh, Father. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I've got my podcast microphone right here. I'm like Joe Rogan here. Glory to God.
With hair.
Okay, I have
Absolutely.
a long list tonight. Some people went and wanted to put more in there than they normally do, but that's okay. We'll try to get through all of it. Yeah, Pat, go ahead. I know he's going to say something.
Man, I was working on it. Can I do a song?
You want to sing
And
yourself?
then
Yeah.
not a song, but yes.
You
And then you
certainly
can
might.
delete all mine.
I'm not going to do that. I liked them. I listened to some of them and I liked them. I'm going to try to get them all
Okay.
in. Yeah, you go right ahead.
I ran onto a song, and for whatever reason, it just kind of hit me. And it's out of Deuteronomy, and it's a group. And I'm going to kind of let me just get the song up. It's a group. It's Deuteronomy 33. The song, name of the song is A Cry of Judah. And it's by the Project of Love. So you can YouTube it if you want to hear the real version. But it hit me as I was reading it and or as I was learning to play it, and I was listening to it. And it was this, the song is about the cry of Judah. As a matter of fact, let me see. Think I did this once before at the TV. I just played it into the computer. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What I'll do is I'll play the song first, and then I just wanted to say a couple things about it. Let me now I haven't practiced a lot on this, so I'm probably gonna be stumbling through it, but hey, what are friends for to listen to our stumbling, you know? Oh Lord, oh Lord, hear the cry of Judah. Oh Lord, oh Lord, hear the cry of Judah. Bring them together as a people. Give them strength to defend their cause and help them against their enemies. Oh Lord, oh Lord, hear the cry of Judah. Oh Lord, oh Lord, the cry of Judah. There is no one, there is no one, no one like the God of Israel. There is no one, there is no one, no one like the God of Israel. The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. Eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. Under you, so Israel will live in safety. Prosperous Jacob and security, while a new grain and new wine, while the heavens drop down, do they? Drop down to how blessed you are, Israel, oh Israel, how blessed you are, oh Israel, oh Israel, no one else like you. He is your protecting shield and your triumphant sword. He is your protecting Drink shielding your triumphant sword. The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you, O Lord. O Lord. Hear the cry of Judah. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Hear the cry of Judah. His everlasting arms are under you. 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 Amen. This psalm, it reminded me as I was reading through the words a few days ago, and I was thinking about how a lot of the songs that we hear today are coming from a feeling of the old covenant, and a crying out, or asking God to be with us, and to, just a crying out of an aching and a missing of God, it seems. And it's just kind of the impression that I got. And I was thinking about what God has put in us even before the foundation of the world, where he has placed in us a desire to know him and to know something more, to know something better. And this is just a more or less a prayer for Father to hear the cry of Judah, even our brothers and sisters that are still bound in the world under the bondage of Egypt and that old man, that man of sin. And there's a cry going on from hearts of desperation in the world today, though they may not understand and know not, and even know where that yearning is coming from. And I think of also our brothers and sisters that have actually made that decision and have spliced the blood of the lamb on the lintels and doorposts of their heart and have followed Moses across the Red Sea baptism, but somehow have started listening to men that have promised to that they should go directly into the promised land and the land of milk and honey. And yet they have found themselves in the wilderness, not knowing how to handle that and respond to that. They've needed the filling and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it has left them in a heart with a heart of aching and crying out for God in this land of the wilderness that they don't understand. But the thing that I was thinking more about and ended in my thoughts regarding to this song and this prayer is that this cry of Judah
is also likewise coming out of the hearts of God's people that have made it through the wilderness, have embraced that training ground of the wilderness, have received the Holy Spirit, baptized in water and baptized in the Spirit. Yet they find themselves still in that place of aching, the cry of Judah still aching in this place, waiting for that Joshua to lead them across that Jordan and separate that water, just like the baptism of water they went through before, except this is moving into the promised land to do battle and take that promised land. And Lord, this is our cry, Father, that you would hear the cry of Judah and that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, prepare us for this work, and bring us into this land to take your land by the promises that you've given us, Lord. And we just praise you for it. We thank you for it. Just hear our cry, Father, and we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name before we see it coming. We see across the Jordan now into that land, and we're ready to take hold. And we just praise you for the work that we're doing here in Jesus' name and your work in us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lord. Okay. Let's see. Got to get things squared away here. All right. Thank you, Pat. That was good. Let's get started now. I got a bunch of them to go through here. So, but it's going to be good. There's a lot of good ones in it.
And don't forget to mute your mic.
What's that?
Sorry.
Thank you.
So sure. you know it, Savior. Forsaken for the sake of only God, salvation is in His blood. Jesus, Messiah, the righteous died for love. It wasn't over, for He Behold the Lord,
so grateful for his blood.
In the blood.
Joseph took his wife and her child, and they went to Africa to escape the rage of a deadly king. There along the banks of the Nile, Jesus listened to the song that the captive children used to sing. They were singing,
"My deliverer is coming, my deliverer is standing by. My deliverer is coming, my deliverer is standing by."
Out of Lake Sangre's broken heart, there in the Sahara winds, Jesus heard the whole world cry for the healing that would flow from his own scars. The world was singing,
of who Victory, Jehovah would God defend the land? When hearts are cold and sin still stands, but they don't know his covenant flame. He's not defending pride or fame, not for their power, not for their plan, but for
God, that's a good.
I heard the sound of armor rising, and the ground trembled beneath feet washed by fire. They carry no swords of man, but the word in their mouth burns like seven thunders.
Silence cloaked in flame.
Their banners bear the sacred name.
From ashes
see the scrolls opened and the Lion of Judah standing to roar. These are not echoes. These are answers. These are not soldiers. These are flames. Who stands when kings fall? We do by the word that cannot die. Who rides without horses but splits the sky? We do by the breath of El Shaddai. Who sings in the fire and dances in war? Those who belong to the Lion who
Glory to God and of it. Boy, you batting 1,000 tonight, Pat. Amen.
From the rising of the sun, from dawn's first light to evening's breath, your name is praised in life and no king, no throne, no earthly might can match the blaze of heaven light. Ooh. Ooh. Yolale, yolale, your name resounds in desert. Still adored by silver moon.
Spirit will rise. You deserve sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb.
Blessing and glory.
Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne.
Blessing and glory.
Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever.
Be blessing and glory.
Be blessing.
Our God.
That was cute.
Everybody cup your hands right here. We will fight and we will win. Come on, SOVC.
We will fight.
And we will win.
And we will win.
We speak victory.
We speak victory to every trial we're in.
We are overcomers.
We are overcomers.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
No longer defeated.
No longer defeated.
But we're winners now.
We're winners.
Clap your hands right here. We always win. Let's do it one more time. Come on, y'all.
We will fight.
And we will win.
And we will win. We speak victory to every trial we're in.
We are overcomers.
We are overcomers.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
No longer defeated.
No longer defeated.
Woo! But we're winners now.
We're winners.
Declaration. We always win. Let's go, baby.
We always win.
We always win.
We always win.
We always win.
No matter what may come my way, we always
win.
Say it again.
We always win.
We always win.
We always win.
We always win.
No matter what the circumstance, we always win.
Come on, SOB.
We will be victorious.
Come on, SOB.
We will be victorious.
Jesus calls the nations, He's sovereign over all. The Prince of Peace has spoken, His victory is clear. Take heart, the Lord has conquered. Draws near. Oh, oh, your love casts out all fear. Oh, oh, the victory is won. Oh, oh, glory to the Son. Your hand has stretched across the skies. Your throne will never fade. The cross of Christ, your perfect plan, redemption's price was paid. No darkness stands before your might. No grave could keep you bound. The world will bow before your name, where grace and life are found. Take heart, the Lord's triumph. His kingdom cannot fall. Jesus holds the nations. He's sovereign. Draws near. Oh, oh, your love casts out all fear. Oh, oh, the victory is won. Oh, oh, glory to the Son, forever faithful. The King of glory reigns. Your truth unshaken, your mercy still remains. Our hope eternal. In Christ the world is won. The Alpha and Omega, the Father's risen Son. Draws near. Oh, oh, your love casts out all fear. Oh, oh, the victory is won. Oh, oh, glory to the Son.
To worry about everyday life, I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Can all your worries at a single moment to your life, look at the birds. Look at the birds. Look at the birds. Wonderfully, for wildflowers, He will certainly care for you. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers, He will certainly care for you. Can all your worries dedicate a single moment to your life. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Yeah, look at the birds. Look at the birds. Look at the birds. Look at the birds. Can all
I shall not fear. guide me. You lead with grace. Your love surrounds me in every place. You set the table. You fill my soul. You anoint my heart and make me whole. Chef TB.
Chef TB, lay out. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord. Now and forevermore, my heart confess, Christ is for my righteousness. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord. For now this sinner's heart has found its rest, and Christ is for my righteousness. Christ is for my righteousness.
Beginning to end.
It's the valleys where your love is revealed. Your gentle hand sustains me. Your whisper calms my soul. In the garden of your presence, I am perfectly whole. Oh, the rose of Sharon, planted by your grace, blooming in your glory, in your holy embrace. Oh, the lily of the valley, in your light I grow, forever rooted in you, the one my heart knows. The winds may try to shake me, the storm may draw near, but your love is my shelter. In you I have no fear. You call me by my name. Your beauty fills the skies. And in this sacred garden, your love will never die. Shoshanat Hashar, Nituah Bahastach, Burachat Bukfudach, Chibukah Kadosh, Shoshanat Hamak. You are the gardener, tending every part. You water me with mercy, and love fills my heart. Passing day in the fields of your kingdom, forever I'll stay. Oh, the rose of Sharon, planted by your grace, blooming in your glory, in your holy embrace. Oh, the lily of the valley. Thank you.
you curse me, then I will bless you. If you hurt me, I will forgive. And if you hate me, then I will love you. I choose the Jesus way. If you're helpless, I will defend you. And if you're burdened, I'll share the weight. And if you're hopeless, then let me show you there's hope in the Jesus way.
That was a good set of music. I enjoyed that. I hope I got everybody. We had a lot tonight. Has anybody got anything they'd like to comment on before we go to bed? Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure how to say it. Yesterday, I was going out too quickly. My prayer is, I believe the Lord is not doing something in haste. That's my thing. I did meet a guy yesterday, John, and I talked about that, but he says he believe in God and Jesus as one. So I showed him, I explained to him the difference why Jesus came to the earth and so on. But my confession is, afterwards, he took a video of me with him, and I don't know why I do that. I'm not sure how I do it, but that's all come back to us. I'm not doing something in haste. I must wait for the Lord for things. And that's why I confess it to the Lord, and I do. You people, or to my family, is I'm doing too much in haste and things. Let's keep me in your prayers. Thank you.
Help me out, Judy.
I think Joe's saying he's doing too much in his own flesh and his own works, and not listening and waiting on the Lord. And he was repenting for something he did yesterday. And he's not sure why he did it, but he confessed it to the Lord. And he was confessing it before us that, So Lord, just help Joe and bless him to be waiting on you and not going out ahead of you and praying and just spending more time, seeking your face and direction, and not getting into his own works. And there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, Joe. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Julia.
Yeah, thank you, Lord,
God bless
for
you.
talking to Joe and telling him what he needs to do. The Lord place it in Joe to sit there and wait until you answer. We praise you for it, Father. Who is that smiling face? Is that Nick? Is that Nick? Oh my goodness. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going, buddy? You doing okay?
Yeah, this guy. It's hot.
Okay, you're going home to eat some of Mama's vittles, aren't you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mystery dessert tonight. A mystery
Ah,
dessert.
okay. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else got something they'd like to comment on before we call it a night? Well,
Can I share
all
one thing?
right.
Oh, hey, Michael. Yeah, can I
Yes.
share one thing? This is kind of, I don't know, I'm going to share it anyway. But the last song that was being played, so the last one before that, don't remember now, but I was praying to the Lord, and saying, "Oh, how Lord, how I want to be your bride." And he said, "Let me know that you are my bride." And I said, but I've been so willful. I don't want to be a willful bride. I want to be a submitted bride. And what he said to me, he said, "Oh," I said, "I want to be like the Shulamite." And he said, "Well, the Shulamite wouldn't even get out of bed and answer the door when I came." That's willful.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we have things we can overcome and we can work through.
Yeah.
Yes. That was cool.
God has got so much
Yeah, that
grace
one's
in him.
cool.
Yeah.
What was that? Who was
She said,
that?
"Oh, that was cool."
Oh,
Barbara. Yeah.
Barbara. Okay.
Just commenting on what Debbie, though, I thought that was pretty cool that she got that.
Yeah, the Lord knows how
Awesome.
to just encourage and,
Yeah. He's so
Yeah.
good. Love
Okay.
Amen.
All right, Nick, what you got, bro?
I have a prayer request. I'm 26 to go out to Seattle. We'll be back till September 2nd.
What did he say?
When are you leaving?
August 22nd.
Oh,
Finally.
you got 23 days before you have to go.
Where's it going?
Seattle.
Who?
It's right by
Seattle.
California. It's right by California.
Going to California.
Seattle.
See,
Seattle.
Seattle is in
Whoops.
Washington, Nick. That's
Washington.
a state away from California.
Way up there by Canada.
From Michigan, it's all close by, though.
All right. All right.
Relatively.
Well, be careful over there. It might be cold.
Don't want any tsunamis hitting right then, that's for sure.
So what's in Seattle that you're gonna see?
We're going for a wedding.
Ah.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
almost like a funeral.
Oh, come on,
Michael,
Michael.
Michael, that's
You're
not
so
biblical.
bad.
I'm just saying, y'all
You
getting
repent.
slacky. For what? Okay. Anyway, are they? Is he kin folks of yours, Nick?
Friends.
Yeah, they're just family friends.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, when you leaving? 3 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you ought to
Lord
swing
willing, we
by.
don't have tickets yet.
We don't have tickets yet, so Lord willing.
Okay. Well, what you ought to do is get you a ticket for swing by here before you go up there. That's a little
Fly
bit
out of
out the way.
Tennessee. Yeah,
Yeah,
there you go. A little bit. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Y'all be blessed. See y'all when is today? Is today Thursday? This is Thursday, isn't it? Okay, y'all look at your bank statement tomorrow, those of you here in the US. All right, we'll see you. Bless you. See you, Nick.
Not everybody.
See you, Michael.
All right.
Lord bless everybody.
Good night,
Everybody.
everybody.
I mean,
Good
nice
night,
meeting
Joel.
Pat.
Bless
Bless
you,
y'all.
Sue.